WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, fellow humans. It's your girl Taylor Reed here, coming at you live with another dose of Stoic Morning Reset. Buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into a topic that trips us all up at some point. Forgiving ourselves for mistakes. Yeah, those little or sometimes huge stumbles that leave us feeling like we failed, or worse, like we're not good enough. Ever felt like you're replaying that one embarrassing moment in your head over and over? Like it's on a permanent loop taunting you with every awkward detail. Or maybe there's a bigger mistake lurking in your past, a decision that still stings like fresh lemon juice. Trust me, I get it. We all have those moments, those cracks in our carefully constructed perfect facades. But here's the thing. Holding on to those mistakes, letting them fester and poison your present moment, that's not doing you any favors. It's like carrying around a heavy backpack full of regrets, weighing you down every single step of the way. So, let's unpack this whole self-forgiveness business, shall we? Because learning to be kind to yourself even when you mess up is a superpower. A game changer. It sets you free from the shackles of shame and allows you to move forward with a lighter heart and a brighter mind. First things first, accept that mistakes are inevitable. Seriously, they are part of the human experience. We're not programmed for perfection, we're wired for growth. Every misstep, every fumble is an opportunity to learn, to adjust course, and to become wiser. Think of it like this. You wouldn't scold a child for tripping and falling, would you? Of course not. You'd help them up, dust them off, and remind them that everyone stumbles sometimes. Well, guess what? You deserve the same kind of compassion. Next, shift your perspective. Instead of viewing mistakes as failures, see them as valuable lessons learned. Ask yourself, what can I take away from this experience? How can I use this knowledge to make better choices in the future? Remember, growth rarely happens in a straight line. It's more like a messy, winding path with plenty of detours and unexpected turns. Now, this one is super important. Stop comparing yourself to others. The highlight reel of other people's lives on social media can be incredibly misleading. Everyone has their own struggles, their own imperfections. Comparing yourself to someone else's curated version of reality is like trying to measure your happiness against a yardstick that doesn't exist. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, even the small ones, and learn from your setbacks. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend who's going through a tough time. Remember those warm, fuzzy feelings you get when someone offers a listening ear or a comforting hug? Cheer yourself with that same love and support. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. It takes time to heal from past hurts, both self-inflicted and inflicted by others. Be patient with yourself. Don't expect perfection overnight. Some days will be easier than others, and that's okay. Just keep taking those small steps forward, one forgiving breath at a time. Let me tell you about a time when I really needed to practice this whole self-forgiveness thing. A few years back, I was working on a huge project, pouring my heart and soul into it for months. Then, just days before the deadline, I realized I had made a critical mistake that could derail the entire thing. You can imagine the panic. My mind went into overdrive with self-criticism, replaying every decision, every detail leading up to that point. But then I stopped and took a deep breath. I reminded myself that everyone makes mistakes, even seasoned pros like me. Instead of dwelling on the error, I focused on finding a solution, brainstorming ways to salvage the situation. It was stressful, but by embracing the challenge instead of letting it consume me, I was able to not only fix the mistake but also learn valuable lessons about planning and attention to detail. So remember, folks, you've got this. Even when you stumble, even when you feel like you've messed up royally, remember that forgiveness is a gift, both to yourself and to your future. It's a path to freedom from the chains of regret and a journey towards self-acceptance and growth. Now go out there, make those mistakes, because that's how we learn, and most importantly, forgive yourself every step of the way. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little reminder that they're awesome, even when they mess up. Until next time, keep it real, keep it stuck, and remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and forgiveness, starting with yourself. Bye for now.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.